Hey, Survivor. Welcome to episode 74 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Today, we're going to talk about calling out the narcissist. Yes. But first, let's self-regulate with a 448 breathing exercise, if you'd like. Psst, the magic is in the exhale. Take a deep breath in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What do you notice in your body? Grab your notebook and pen, and let's dig in.
Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor Podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor! Are you tired of feeling exhausted, stressed, lonely, and stuck in narcissistic relationships, and you just want closure and healing? I spent years rationalizing toxic relationships and dysfunctional environments in the name of community, connection, and career. As a result, I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. One of the worst was an alleged murderer who discarded me after I caught him lying, stopped helping him for free, and held my boundaries. Even though I dodged a bullet, I felt depressed, ashamed, and I doubted myself. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer in silence, feel alone, or crazy anymore. Come and experience the power of creating your own closure without the permission or participation of the narcissist. I've been no contact for over 4 years now, and I've grown personally and professionally. I have more clarity, stronger boundaries, I'm building a life and business that I've always wanted, and enjoying real relationships. I know you want to break patterns of getting into toxic relationships, even if you don't mean to. And it feels so good to disconnect from dysfunction, set and hold boundaries, provide closure for myself, and focus on self-care. And to empower my kids to do the same. Go to closurecoachingsession.com right now and get ready to heal after narcissistic abuse.
Truth be told, calling out the narcissist isn't for everyone. And it should be carefully considered on a case-by-case basis, since you could lose your sense of self and your health in the process. Uh-oh. And it can be super stressful calling out the narcissist. Chronic stress can shrink your brain, age your heart, weaken your bones, make you sick, make you fat, lead to diabetes, upset your gut, keep you from sleeping, and disrupt sex. And depending on who and what you're dealing with, you could experience some serious backlash from calling the narcissist out. However, I do know survivors who have courageously pulled masks off and called out toxic behavior from individuals who grossly underestimated them, yours truly included. And standing up for yourself is an important part of healing after narcissistic abuse. And it's not what you think. It's not about ripping the narcissist a new one. It's more about you showing up and standing up for yourself and expressing what you will and will not tolerate. Here are 6 tips for calling out the narcissist, if you choose to do so. Number 1, stay grounded in your truth. Know your why. Know your worth. And be in touch with your feelings. Narcissists are skilled gaslighters and manipulators, and a lot of people buy their lies. So you, survivor, need to trust your gut, stand firm in your reality, and discuss and document the situation as needed. Number two, pick your battles. Decide whether your situation warrants calling out the narcissist at all. Consequences, the degree of the offense, the price of engagement, the narcissist's unwillingness to change may not be worth your time and energy. So you'll want to count the costs and maybe even do a risk to reward analysis of the situation. Number three, keep calm. Stay calm, cool, and collected if you choose to call out the narcissist. Narcissists thrive on chaos and drama, and it makes their behavior stand out more when you're calm. And it also takes away their power. And their power lies in their ability to lie and manipulate, and specifically manipulate your emotions, other people's perceptions. So you can take that away with a calm demeanor. Do a breathing exercise like the one we did at the beginning. Maintain eye contact if you're in person. And if you're writing or texting, speak or write with a firm, formal, controlled tone. Number four, stick to the facts. Focus on laying out behavioral red flags. This will reduce the narcissist's ability to twist the narrative. Not that they're not going to try you or try that, but it'll reduce it. Just the facts, without emotions or generalizations or even vagueness, and have receipts ready. Number five, set and reinforce your boundaries. Communicate your boundaries and any consequences for crossing them, because narcissists will test you to see how much they can get away with, and they kind of get off on it. Expect respect and deliver consequences when they disregard your boundaries. Number six, tap into your support system. Call on your community, especially those who understand narcissistic abuse. That's so important. This will increase your confidence and it'll help build resilience, and you can get validation and guidance from people who have your back. Let's recap six tips for calling out the narcissist. Number one, stay grounded in your truth. Number two, pick your battles. Number three, keep calm. Number four, stick to facts. Number five, set and reinforce your boundaries. And number six, tap into your support system. Remember, when you call out the narcissist, sweet becomes sour when you reclaim your power. Thanks for tuning in, Survivor. You are worthy of respect and dignity. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone, and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.